It's Friday, which means it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
And the rain is gone from the forecast, but what a rain it was. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington, and we'll hear from him about the record levels of rain we saw on Wednesday this week. First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast.
Well, today is the transition day. There's some low clouds around quite a few areas of western Washington, but that's going to burn off. There's a weak disturbance moving to the north. There's a little bit of drizzle on the coast, a little bit of British Columbia, but that's going to end later today. So sun will be out there for most people, and temperatures will rise up into the lower 70s. A really nice day. But as we go into the weekend and early next week, the temperatures are going to progressively warm. So Saturday, we'll go up into the mid-70s, maybe upper 70s. Then Sunday, you know, upper 70s, maybe to 80. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we'll go into the mid-80s. And it looks like it'll be sunny throughout the entire period. So a major improving trend.
So all bright, sunshiny days?
Right. A very strong ridge is going to develop to the east of us. And that's going to dry us out. Now, we're not going to get into the 90s because the ridge is too far to the east. And that kind of pattern allows a little bit of marine air to come to keep us from getting to record levels. Although there's a chance that that could happen. So we're going to have sun, we're going to have warmth, and virtually no precipitation.
And this is pretty typical for this time of year, correct?
Well, it turns out that the driest day of the year is July 29th. So if you look at the records going back, you know, 30, 50 years, that is the dry day. So if you want to have a party, that's the day. Although I should say it's still quite dry. That last week of July, first week of August is the driest period of the year climatologically for almost any station in western Washington.
So what's your prediction of how this will affect the wildfires, Cliff?
Well, you know, they've had a little bit of clouds and a little bit of rain. That's been good. But now we're going to get into another drying period. And although it's only going to be in the mid-80s here in western Washington, it's going to be much warmer in eastern Washington, 90s to low 100s again. So we're going to go into another cycle of sun and warmth and drying. So that's going to set us up for more fires, particularly if we get another trough coming in and another pulse of lightning. We really need both of the things to have the major fire outbreaks. You need to be dry, and that's after extended periods of warmth and dry weather. But then you need a trough coming in to give you that lightning that sets off all these multiple fires.
So is that going to happen?
Well, at this point, I don't see that trough, that lightning coming in yet, but it's probably just a matter of time.
But for next week, no more rain like we saw last week. What a deluge on Wednesday.
That's right. That was an unusual rainfall event for the day. There were a lot of records. Seattle got about 3/4 of an inch. You know, that broke a record set in 1949 of 1/2 inch. And I can go over the records. Olympia, Bellingham, Oquium all had record amounts. But for the day, and it doesn't take much to have a daily record this time of the year because, again, this is a dry time of the year. But I don't see anything like that in the upcoming week.
But depending on where you were, you might have seen more or quite a bit less than what Seattle or some of those other locations saw, right?
Well, the key thing is that we had this trough and we had fairly unstable atmosphere. And so the trough provides some lift. And then the atmosphere is relatively unstable. And that little bit of lift releases the thunderstorms and convection. And that's why we had so many thunderstorms here in western Washington. The trough was coming in just perfectly. It drew up that unstable air. And so we had a lot more lightning and thunder on the western side of the Cascades and the eastern. And what really helped those thunderstorms get going was there was some upslope flow on the western slopes of the Cascades, and that helped give extra lift to help release that convection. So we had the perfect opportunity to get really heavy rain, and the heaviest rain was on the western slopes of the Cascades and the east side of western Washington.
All right, Cliff, thank you.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations and post any weather questions you'd like us to take up at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.